The Not a Drop Lunch and Learn is aimed at parents, but youth are invited to come as well. Both Pamela Bello and Kathy Day work for Valley Behavioral Health and will be leading the discussion. Day says that underage drinking is dangerous for developing teens' brains.
Teens' developing brain, you know, needs to be protected. And that is the main reason why we try to, encourage parents to talk to their kids about the importance of not drinking when they're underage.
Bello says that the longer your child stays away from drinking, the lower their risk for alcoholism is.
The other thing that we always say is, like, if a kid starts drinking before age 13, they have a 45% chance that they will be alcohol dependent or drug addict in their future. But if they start drinking at age 21, it's only a 7%. So it makes a big difference every year you keep your kid from drinking.
Bonding, having boundaries, and monitoring your children are all deterrents to underage drinking.
Clear rules and consequences. We say that there is a three-step process that really helps. And the first one is bonding, you know, staying close to your kids, like Pamela mentioned. The second one is having boundaries, clear rules and expectations. And the third one is monitoring, you know, who, what, when, and where they are. There's a gap between the 10th grade and the 12th grade of kids, you know, making high-risk choices. And the reason why, because that's when they get their driver's license. But in our community, you know, because of the public transportation, they can get around even before that. So it's important for parents to, you know, keep track of what their kids are doing, who they're with, and what they're doing.
Bello says that you should start talking to your child about underage drinking earlier than you might think.
The other thing is you need to start talking to your kids early. They say some kids start drinking when they are 10 years old. You need to start talking to your kids early. So, and when you think, oh, I'm going to put these ideas in their heads, they know a lot more than we do and a lot earlier than we think. So we need to start talking to them when they are about 9, 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of times people think that's way too early, but it isn't.
Pamela Bello and Kathy Day of Valley Behavioral Health. The Lunch and Learn takes place in the PC Mark Party Room from noon to 1 and is free. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.